quite thin. All of our ladies out there retreating. I'm sure hoping that they retreat back this way this afternoon. I know that they're having a good time together and a good spiritual uplifting time. And so it's great that they can have the opportunity to do that. We have been focusing on building this church to be a house of prayer to the Lord, to make it more and more of a house of prayer to the Lord. And we've been talking about a lot of different aspects of prayer and focusing on just kind of like Jesus' disciples on one occasion said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And that's been a major part of our focus, is looking at all kinds of different aspects of prayer and learning how to pray more effectively. And over the last few weeks, we've been really focusing a lot on just the question, what are you praying for? We talk a lot about prayer and how to pray, but specifically we need to look at some of the things that we are praying for. For instance, we started in this particular series of lessons on prayer talking about praying for spiritual things, focusing on the spiritual aspects of our lives and not just the physical things. We talked about last week praying for our relationship with God. And so we're really looking right now at some specific relationships and praying for those relationships. And this morning, what we're going to focus on is praying for relationships in our families. You know, there's a couple of sayings about families and churches. You know, that's things like, you know, so goes the family, so goes the church. That a church is only going to be as strong as its families are. And so if we want the church to be strong, then one of the things that we've got to learn to do more of is pray for our family relationships. And not only as a church that we do that, but individuals within our families, we need to be praying for our relationships within our families. And so this morning I want to focus on some specific aspects of the family and hopefully give us some ideas about praying specifically for those aspects of our family. We start out in talking about, if you look at your outline that you have there, we're going to start out talking about marriages made in heaven. Okay? And this really has to do with not just those who are married right now, but those who perhaps will be married in the future. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But I want to call your attention over to Ephesians chapter 5. Now, the text that was read for us as we began is a parallel passage, the similar statements that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae. But this text, when in the letter that he wrote to the church in Ephesus, he goes a little bit deeper into those statements that he makes. And so I want us to really begin with this particular passage this morning, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 22. He says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church." Pay attention to this next part, guys. Underline this one. "And gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies." So, you know, we understand what Paul is talking about here concerning this relationship between husbands and wives, that it is to be a holy relationship, a relationship that is set apart, one in which that God has defined the roles. And one of the most important roles that he defines here in this is that the husband is responsible for the leadership of his family. You see? And wives are responsible for the fellowship of their family. Now, one of the things that I want to suggest to you, if you are not doing it already, those of you who are married, I want to suggest to you that you bring your marriage into the Holy of Holies. Bring your marriage before God. You see? And specifically, what I want to encourage you to think about in your prayer life about your marriage relationship is to be praying and asking God to help you as a husband or a wife to be the kind of husband or wife that God wants you to be. You see? In other words, this is His design and His plan. If you go all the way back to the book of Genesis, in the beginning, what does it tell us there? God brought the woman unto the man that He had created and said what? Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. You see? God's the one who gave us the marriage relationship to begin with. You see? The role of husbands and the role of wives. And what better way for us to build a strong marriage than for us to bring that marriage before God in His throne and ask Him to help us as husbands and wives to be what He wants us to be. You see? And so that's one of the first areas of praying for your family relationships that I want to suggest to you. If you are married, bring your marriage before God and ask Him to help you to be what He wants you to be in that marriage. See? And ask Him to bless you in that way. Now, for those of you, especially you young people, you see, who aren't married and perhaps maybe, you know, some of you are too young, you're not even thinking about getting married anytime soon, that's okay. But what you can be doing is praying for two things. Okay? Number one, you can be praying that God will give you the right person that He wants you to have when it comes the right time. Okay? And secondly, pray for your parents' marriage. Okay? Bring their marriage before God's throne and pray on their behalf. You young people can be doing that. And ask God to bless them in that kind of a way. See? It's all about, in my opinion, it's about looking at how our relationships within our families just interact with one another and how important it is for us to recognize where we are in that family relationship and to bring our part of the relationship before God, asking Him to bring His blessings upon our family. You see? So if we're married, we bring our marriage before God and ask Him to help us to be what He wants us to be as a husband or a wife. If we're not married, but we're thinking about getting married and maybe in the future we're looking at, yeah, when I get old enough and I, you know, find the right person, where are you going to find that right person? Ask God to bless you with that right person, you see. And then pray also for your parents' marriage. So, you know, that's about, you know, the marriage aspect of it there. Let's talk about the children aspect of it for a moment. Okay? Part two on here is, do not hinder the little children. Keep your finger right here in Ephesians 5, because we're going to come back there in just a second, but turn over to Matthew for just a moment. Chapter 19. And beginning in verse 13, Matthew records for us, he says that the little children were brought to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them and pray for them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to Me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And when He had placed His hands on them, He went on from there. If you go back over to chapter 18, Jesus was asked the question, beginning in verse 1 here, who is the greatest in the kingdom? And there it's recorded for us that He called a little child and had him stand among them, and He said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And look at verse 4 and 5. "Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. Verse 6, but if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. How important do you think our children are to the Lord? You see? How important are they really from God's perspective? You see? Such that He doesn't want anything to be hindering them from getting to Him. So the question then becomes, as we look at this whole concept of praying for our relationships and our families, okay, what can we do to build that aspect of our family relationships, that is, between parents and children, and even parents and grandchildren, you say? What can we be doing there? Well, I would suggest to you again, the obvious answer, first of all, is that we need to be praying about those relationships, you say? So think about it this way. Look back over in Ephesians 6. And let's go back here and take a look at, okay, this parent-child relationship here. How does God describe what He wants that to be? And that would give us some clues as to what we should be specifically praying about. He begins in verses 1 and 2 by saying, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Children, obey your parents. You see? I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, children, pray for your parents' marriage. But I want to suggest to you also that you can be praying for your parents as parents. In other words, pray for your parenting relationship. You see, I think so often what we do with these kinds of texts, we look at them very mechanically and we say, well, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I'm supposed to do, and we kind of got all of our sections down. But I think there's more to it than that. You see, and I think part of the power in building a strong family is that we recognize not only where we fit in, but we also recognize how the relationship works with someone else, and we bring that relationship before God in prayer. So it's children praying for your parents to be the kind of parents that God wants them to be, not the kind you want them to be. Okay? All right, did you catch that, children? You see? Pray for your parents to be the kind of parents God wants them to be. You see? As well as praying that you will be the kind of children that God wants you to be. In other words, for God to help you to be obedient to your parents. Because sometimes, hey kids, you don't have to raise your hand on this because your parents might be looking, but sometimes it's tough to obey your parents, isn't it? When they want you to do one thing and you want to do something else and you're saying, I want this, and they're saying no, and, you know, that's tough sometimes. And if you rely only on yourself to do that, then chances are you're not going to do it very well. But if you go to God and you ask Him to help you to be that kind of a child that will live in obedience to your parents, then His power can work in your life to help you to do that, you see. Now, the other side of that, okay, is the parenting part. Go to verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 6. Okay, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Now, just so that nobody's mistaken about this, just because he says fathers here does not mean that the mothers get to exasperate their children, okay? All right, he's talking to the parents here together, all right? But the father, as I mentioned to you earlier, is the leader. He's the one that's responsible for leading the family. You see, he needs to make sure that that's not being done, that children are not being exasperated. And some of you kids are probably going, what's that word mean? Exasperated, you see? Basically, it just means to frustrate them, you see? And God here is saying, I want parents to live in relationship with their children so that their children are not being frustrated by sometimes the unreasonable demands that parents will make on their children, the expectations that are unrealistic for their children and so forth. Those are the kinds of things that frustrate children. And so as parents, we need to be praying, bringing our children before the Lord, you see, and asking God to be blessing them, but we also need to be asking God to help us as parents to be the kind of parents that He wants us to be. You see, do you recognize the central theme here that's going on? That we're coming to God and bringing our relationships before Him and asking Him to help us to be what He, that is, God wants us to be in that relationship. And of course, the same thing goes for, let me ask you this, those of you who are grandparents, do you pray for your grandchildren? You see? Whether they're young or old, pray for your grandchildren, you see? Pray for them every day. Not only thanking God that He's blessed you with them, but asking God to watch over them, to protect them, and to bless them so that they can grow to be what He wants them to be. So, you see, all of these family relationships, it's so important for us to be praying very specifically in these kinds of ways for those relationships. Okay? Now, so we bring our parent-child, our husband-wife relationships before God. But what about other family relationships? You say, well, I'm not married, not intending to be married, don't have any children, don't have any grandchildren. Well, perhaps maybe you have some siblings, that is, brothers or sisters. Okay? Brings us to the third question on here. Okay? Am I really my brother's keeper? And the answer to that is yes, I am my brother's keeper. Look over in Genesis chapter 4 with me for just a moment. Genesis chapter 4, this is the story of Cain and Abel. And what we see here happening is, of course, Cain and Abel, they offered sacrifices, and God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice, and He was not pleased with his brother Cain's sacrifice. But then we look at, beginning in verse 8, and look what happens here. Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" And God said, "Yes, you are." That's basically the answer to the question in holding him accountable. Not just for the fact that he killed his brother, but for the fact that he didn't take care of him. You see? He was his brother. And indeed, we are our brother's keeper. You see? The reason for that is because we are in relationship with one another. God puts us into relationships for a reason. And sometimes we may not even understand the reason why this relationship is what it is or what have you, but God knows what it is. And God expects us to be responsible in that relationship. You know, we look at that kind of a thing, we say, well, sibling rivalry has been around at least since Cain and Abel. Okay, they weren't getting along with one another to the point that Cain killed his brother. But what about you today? See, in your relationships with your family members, your brothers and sisters and so forth. In preparing this lesson, and I've said this many times before, probably not as many as I need to, but, you know, whenever I preach to you, I'm preaching to myself first. Okay? And one of the things that, as I was preparing this lesson, that I had to come to terms with and realize is not the fact that I have five sisters and one brother, because I knew that, but it's the fact that I don't have much of a relationship with any of them. They're my sisters and my brother. But we don't have much of a relationship. I hardly ever see them. I very rarely ever even talk to them on the phone. My brother, I talk to him. We're a little bit close, but we talk maybe once a month or so, and that's about it. My family's just not very close. But I'm committed to try to do my part to change that. That's one of the things that I learned in preparing this lesson. They're my brother and my sister. And I'm going to, that I have started, bringing those relationships before God. Because they're not Christians either. And I think that's the main reason why we don't have very much of a relationship, because we don't have God in common. And I have failed in that aspect of praying for them specifically, that they might come to know the Lord. My brother came to know the Lord. In fact, he was baptized in this church back several years ago, but he's not been faithful. Okay? Not been faithful very much at all. And so I'm committed with my brother and my sisters to bring them before the Lord and to pray on their behalf, because I am their keeper, simply because they're my brother and sister. Okay. And I want to encourage you to think about your relationships with your siblings, whether they're good or whether they're bad, or whether they're just there, like mine are. They're not bad relationships, they're just there. Bring those relationships before the Lord. Okay? Because at the very least, at least in my case with my siblings, we're talking about soul issues here. Okay? And so I need to be praying for them and for their soul. So you see, this, what I wanted to share with you this morning is, as we think about what are we praying for? You see, what are we praying for? Family. Relationships with those in our family and how those relationships work is so vitally important for us to be praying about. Rather than us just kind of going through day to day, doing whatever it is we're doing, and expecting our relationships to work on their own. And then wondering why they don't work very well. We need to bring them before God. See, that's the answer. Bring those relationships before God. All the different aspects of your relationships and your families. See? And as we've been talking about all along, when we're praying and we're asking God to intervene, sometimes what we're doing is we're asking God to work miracles, aren't we? And that's what we talked about a few weeks ago, praying for miracles. You see? Asking God to work His power in our lives to be the kind of husbands, the kind of wives, the kind of fathers, the kind of mothers, the kind of brothers, the kind of sisters that God wants us to be. In all of those relationships. Okay? Bring those relationships before God's throne. It's something powerful and it's something important that we need to be praying for in our lives. You think about different relationships that you have going on in your life. Maybe there's some struggles that you're having in a particular relationship that you would like for the church to pray about. And we would like to do that with you. Maybe there's some things going on in your life that you recognize that you're not doing that you need to be doing to build your relationship stronger. We need to pray about that also. If you would like us to do so, we'll do that. It may be that the most important relationship that anyone can have, and that's the one between them and God, is not happening with you because you've not given your life to Christ yet. If you're ready to make a commitment to give your life to Christ, to become His child, you can do that this morning. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then repent of the sin that's separating you from God. And call upon Jesus as Lord. Have your sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now. Wes, if you'll come up and lead us in the song, we'll use this as an invitation song. And if there's anything that we can do for you or bring you before the Lord for anything going on in your life, now's a great time to do that. So let's stand together and sing.